with one hand free. Let the world back into me. Oh, I'll be a sight to see. Back in that high life again. You used to be the best to make a life be life to me. To be, we'll have ourselves a time, and we'll dance the morning sun, and we'll let the good times come in, and we won't stop until we're done. We'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed one time, we'll open up again. And have the world so easily, or we'll be a sight to see. Back in the high life again. Back in the high life. Back in the high life. Back in the high life.
Are you racking your brain to try to remember who sung that song originally? It was Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood. Back in the high life again. And it's birthday time. And why am I thinking I had one other brigadier to acknowledge? Breeze, good morning. Breeze is in New Derry, Pennsylvania. How nice to hear from you. It's been a while since we've talked to Breeze. Mike and Mars says if he gets Guess Who, he'll have an SLB trifecta. Who knows what will happen if that happens. Happy birthday today to Ron of Cumberland, Maryland, also on November 9th. Katrina of Donegal for Mom and Dad and John and Robert. Ross of McCandless from Kim, Kate, and Luke. Kaylin of the North Hills from Dad, Neil. Jill of Shaler from Bill. Evan of McKeesport from Dad, Gary. Jared from Grandma Ellen in Salzburg. Jacob of Greensburg for Mom and Dad and Sister Alexis. Leah of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Michaela of Bethel Park. November 10th, we have Frankie for Mom, Dad, little brother Theo, Grandma, Pap, otherwise known as Jim, and your whole family. On November 10th, Otis of the North Hills, dancing to Tijuana Taxi from Drew and Tegan and Larkin. Elizabeth Ann Irvin from Laura and Dad, your parents. Jim of Crafton Heights celebrates on November 10th. Nicolette wishes you a happy birthday. David from Lois and AJ. And Tom of New London Township, Pennsylvania, from wife Kelly and kids Emily and Nicholas. Also, Tom and Kelly's wedding anniversary is November 10th. coincidentally. On Veterans Day, November 11th, Karen of Valencia, happy birthday to you from husband Nate and kids Lucas, Alyssa, and Laura. Laurel of Bellevue from Mom, Dad, and Liana. Russ in King, North Carolina from Sharon and from us and your whole family. Happy birthday, Russ. Andy of Forest Hills from Paul. Of Highland Park from Mom and Dad. Mike from Judy. And Alex, Carl, and Zach. And Eleanor of Highland Park from Mom and Dad. On the 12th, we have Isabel of Reynoldsville from Mom. Brunner of Grove City from Mom and Dad. And Aurora and Gratian and Titus. Jade of Sheraton. Becky from Bob and Bowers. Bob is no longer in Bowerstown, but Becky from Bob, happy birthday. And Layla of the North Side, Rick of Monroeville from Janet and Juliana, Teresa of Spring Garden from Adam, Sammy, and Leo, Sarah, happy birthday, Sarah, from Stu, your husband, and Gabe and Amy. On the 13th, we have Alexandra from brother Zach and parents Bill and Celia, Martha of Allison Park from Elizabeth and Samuel. On the 14th, Ryan of the North Side and Celeste of Morningside from Sky and Mom and Dad. And finally, on November 15th, Devin of McClellan Town, Bob in Emlinton from Beth, Rebecca of Brighton Heights, and Garrett of McKee's Rocks from Marge. Send a birthday to us. Go to slbradio.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom. And you can add a birthday to our list. Include the birthday person's postal address. And we'll have a uniformed employee of the United States government hand deliver an official, colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to their mailbox. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Goodstown, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
This little vanity song about me.
Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
Charlie T.
I was born in the Bronx at 53.
Charlie T.
My head is smooth, so are my moves.
Charlie T.
I had the gift of gab since I was a lad.
Charlie T.
He don't eat no pork. He don't drink no Joe. He don't smoke no weed. Eat no pork, drink no Joe, smoke no weed.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
Charlie T.
I play the alto sax, that's a fact.
Charlie T.
Got my knowledge from West Virginia State College.
Charlie.
Charlie T from NYC. Hey, he's Charlie T.
sweet.
Just across the street.
Booyah!
Oh yeah!
Say ooh, I want a piece of pie. The pie too sweet. Just across the street. The meat too tough.
That's Charlie T featuring the Carpenter Ants from West Virginia. And they were live here on the radio back on July 14th, 2012. I was just talking to Chad, our technical director. Chad and I are teaching a workshop later today to some students from the group Against Smog and Pollution who are going to be creating some radio pieces. And I was trying to remember a piece that was produced here at SLB by another group of students that referred to environmental issues past, present, and future. And for the life of me, I could not think of when this piece was produced, how I could find it amidst the many bales of hay that are stacked, hiding the needles that are the things that have been produced over the years. So I texted Jeff, and longtime staff member here, who went off to Vermont because I couldn't compete with a girl that he was going to live with. And he knew immediately, and we're talking about something that was produced in 2010. He knew immediately not only the series that it was a part of, but the name of the students that created it. Do you know anybody like that, that has a great memory? I was reminded about how perfect his memory can be for things like that. Bill Luker, who was with us here Saturday mornings for so many years, had a memory like that too.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Caden wanted to hear a version of a John Denver song that we'll have coming up shortly. Right now, it's time to play Guess Who? We're about to give you a pair of initials. They belong to a man or a woman, somebody real or fictitious. It could be somebody from film, music, history, literature, sports, just about anybody. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you've heard before. This morning's Guess Who initials are C-K. C-K. That's C as in Carrick and K as in Katanning. C-K. Let the guessing begin at 412-200-5975. You can guess as many times as you would like to. 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. I'll do my best to post to keep you posted on guesses that come in that are not correct, so you can help narrow it down. 412-200-5975. Annie has a guess of Clark Kent. That's the first one I thought of too. Not Clark Kent. Nick and Susan are in New York City. They have Clark Kent. They have the correct answer in their list. Carl Kolchak and Cosmo Kramer. And also Charles Kuralt. And a few others that I'll mention. They have a long list. Well done. And here's James of Freiburg. Captain Kangaroo. Chaka Khan. Calvin Klein. Coretta Scott King. Charlie Kaufman. Cooper Kupp. And Captain Kirk. None of those is correct, but those are great guesses. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Our lines are really busy, but let's hear from you. Aline in Maine says Candy Kane, K-A-N-E. Susan has Calvin Klein. Ralph and Donna in Crabtree, Old Crabtree, just got the correct answer. Linda, I guess, of Clark Kent. Is how to reach us. Caden has a guess of Chris Kratt, a real person. Chris Kratt is from the wildlife program called Kratt Brothers, not Chris Kratt. A great guess. That made me think of Chris Kringle, who I think is a KK, but well, still, I'll accept my own guess. But no, it's not Chris Kringle. John and Carrick, you just got the correct answer. Well done. And Bill over in Stanton Heights just got the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Susie got the correct answer and claims a trifecta for today. Susie is in Alexandria. Well done. Trish, you just got the correct answer. And Tom in McCandless has the correct answer, as does Jim in Crafton Heights. Tom also had some guesses, including Caroline Kennedy, which was also guessed by Nick and Susan. Casey Kasem, Christine Keeler, Charles Keating, and Clark Kerr, among others. And Chaka Khan guessed by John and Carrick. And Annie says, how about clown, comma, crusty? It could be. John in Economy Borough has the correct answer, and he also has Colin Kaepernick. Excellent guess, excellent addition. John adds Casey Kasem. Richard has Caroline Kennedy, Carol Kane, and the correct answer. A lot of folks getting this correct. Gail in Stanton Heights has Calvin Klein, the correct answer. Clark Kent. And one other, Jim in Crafton Heights has Carol Kane. Bruce has the correct answer, as well as Calvin Klein. Charles Foster Kane, guessed by Ty in Valencia. That's a great guess. Catherine Keener from John in Economy. Patrick Flaherty has Captain Kangaroo. Not him. Here comes Mike and Mars. Oh, Mike, not yet. Charlie Kirk and Charles Krauthammer. The initials are CK. Michael's going for the trifecta. If he gets that, he might feel the earth move with the excitement of it. 412-200-5975. Our number to play Guess Who. With the correct answer, 412-200-5975. Let us hear from you as we play Guess Who. Mike in Mars has the correct answer, the trifecta. Well done, Mike. How about you? Did you come up with it? Allow me to share some additional guesses. That came in. Boy, it can be hard to keep track of every guest that comes in. 412-200-5975. But rest assured, I do that. So, Nick in New York City. And Susan in New York City also had Charlie Kaufman, Chuck Klosterman, Catherine Keener, and I think I mentioned Cosmo Craver, Carl Kolchak, Carol Kane, Caroline Kennedy, and Clark Kent. They also had the correct answer. And I'm looking... for Tom's list, often we get a long list, and I want to be sure I don't share them all at the very beginning. He had the correct answer. And most of these I mentioned, Christine Keeler, Charles Kuralt, Candy Kane, and Clark Kerr. So I did get all of those. Mike and Mars says that he has the tri-perfecta. Well done. Harry in Pittsburgh. Nice to hear from you, Harry. He got the correct answer. He also guessed Citizen Kane, which is a great guess. John in Grove City says Charles, King of England. Excellent. Matt, by way of Annie, has Calvin Klein. Tommy has the correct answer. And then who is this? Chops Kufu, Kafu, an Egyptian monarch. That would be a sneakily tough Guess Who. Bill has Chris Kraft from Mission Control, not Chris Kraft, Bill, who is in Sheridan. Larry in Elwood City. You are correct. And Mike and Mars also just got the correct answer. So we're about to reveal it in moments. There's a very good hint that's playing right now. Chris in Dormont, good morning. Chris has it. Angie and Mars just guessed Clark Kent. And good morning to the Kellys. They are in New York and they just came up with the correct answer. Okay, Mike got the pop quiz, the history riddle, the crossword puzzle of the air, the high clue, the sound hound, afterthoughts, and the guess who puzzle. He is 7 for 7. Almost makes you want to go buy a lottery ticket. We were looking for Carole King, and you hear Boogaloo Joe Jones right now playing her I Feel the Earth Move from the Tapestry album of Carole King, the singer-songwriter's magnificent album. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. As I mentioned, a lot of correct answers on this. Nick and Susan got it. Ralph and Donna, John and Carrickville, Stanton Heights, Trish and Cook Forest, Tom and McCandless, Jim and Crafton Heights, John and Economy Borough, Richard on the north side, Gail and Stanton Heights, Bruce and Ingram, Annie in Eastern PA, Mike and Mars, Larry in Elwood City, Harry, also Chris and Dormont, the Kellys, and I think I've mentioned them all. Well done. Congratulations for coming up with Carole King, today's Guess Who. Congratulations if you came up with Carole King. Tapestry was an amazing album. It came out in 1971, and you probably can remember, if you're of a certain age at least, you can remember playing that album over and over and over again, and we had to at least hear one song from it. Let's make it this one. It's called Home Again.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight.
Carole King. Today's Guess Who? Just cause. And congratulations and the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew that Carole King was who we were looking for. Caden is listening. And as long as we're in the 70s, but more importantly because Caden made a great request, we're going to play this version of a song that was recorded and made a big hit by John Denver. This one is done by Russell Moore and Third Time Out. Caden, it allows you to sing bluegrass style. Almost Heaven is how it begins. You know the rest. Okay, guys, let's do it.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country yesterday, country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads take me home. Country roads.
Russell Moore and Third Time Out. Chuck Knox was guessed by Ralph. Great guess. Rich Engel guessed Carl Kurlander, Pittsburgh filmmaker. Nicely done. And actually known for his work on Saved by the Bell and St. Elmo's Fire. Ralph also had Charles Kuralt. Kel came up with Carole King also. And John has Charlie Kaufman, Chaka Khan, Casey Kasem, and Carole King. With a side note with Carole K, the bass player. Thank you for playing along with us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at SLB Radio. Illogical conclusion, isn't it? Based on what you'd expect. Coming up, more fun with the word game to play together between now and the top of the hour, which will be Youth Express.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Shop Small Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
And coming up in our next hour during our Youth Express segment, we have Sarah and Gianna, who are two high school students who have done work at the Allegheny Observatory. And they are going to talk about their work with Moon Tree, a moon tree, which is a seedling grown from seeds that flew around the moon on NASA's Artemis 1 mission. So it should be a great thing to talk about and learn about. Also coming up, you're going to hear from Vanessa Vesney at 10:30. She's going to talk about some of the art she created as part of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. That's in our Youth Express Hour coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Daniel Long and friends. Daniel is going to be here next week when we welcome the great band. So happy to have them back. Coltrane is going to be here. It features Ben Hartledge on guitar, David Long on mandolin, John McFarlane on fiddle, Nathan Peck on bass, and Ben Opie playing clarinet. These guys really were the talk of the town 20 years ago. They have not gotten back together, not for any reason other than they all are extremely talented musicians who went off to do a lot of their own things, but they're coming back together 1 week from today. They will kick it off with us at 11 o'clock on November 16th. You'll really want to tune in. They are amazing. And then later that night, they'll be at King Fly Spirits. And today we have the Lackawanna Longnecks coming in. And here's hoping that you'll be tuned in for them. Great old-time string band music. All getting underway at 11 o'clock this morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Veterans Day weekend. Veterans Day is officially Monday, November 11th. And we thought we would have sort of a way to remember that it's Veterans Day, but doing it kind of the way we do things at SLB sometimes. We're going to give you clues for some words that start with the letter V, as in veteran. So every answer to every clue that we're going to give you is a word starting with the letter V. For example, let's see. I could give you the clue immense. Immense. The answer would be vast. V-A-S-T. Vast. Are you ready? Here's your first clue. Porch. Porch. And your second clue, and there's a couple answers for this one. Trip. Trip. Feel free to challenge me with your own puzzles, too. You can answer those on or off the air at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can answer either of those puzzles. Call us 412-200-5975. We'll share the answers with you shortly. But a song to go along with our game. From Rhonda Vincent with our thanks to veterans.
I met a soldier on the base at Fort Hood. I said, how do you do it? He said, there's bad with the good. And no matter how tough it gets, the soldier stands strong, keeping our family flag and country free, and righting the strange to hear, and then I started to see what it meant to have someone appreciate her defending our give their life for you. God bless the soldier.
Rhonda Vincent and God bless the soldier. And a lot of answers have already come in for our game. As we're looking for words beginning with the V, Bill in the Homer City area called us to challenge us the clue cheese. You can put cheese in quotes. Cheese. Do you know what that is? The answer has to begin with the letter V. I gave the clue trip. And I also, I'm trying to remember the other clue I gave. Porch, that's the other clue I gave, and a lot of answers have come in for that, and let me share those with you now. Susan had veranda for porch, and voyage for trip. That's exactly what I was looking for. The girls, the Kellys, had voyage. Alan in Squirrel Hill has veranda. John in Grove City had veranda, and vacation is the other V word for trip. And he's challenging me, waver. Waver, a word starting with V that would be a waiver. That one is not coming to mind. I'm going to keep thinking about that for a little bit. Jim has veranda and vacation, and he's given me a clue. The word he gave me as a clue is angry. Wow, angry. I am so I don't know that one either. Tom had veranda. If you know any of those, try to solve them. John in Economy Borough has veranda and voyage. Alan has vacation. Mick in St. Clair has veranda, voyage. Oh, his trip also a venture. Very good. And Zev has voyage, and for porch, he has vestibule. I like that. If it's an enclosed porch, that makes sense. Matt, by way of Annie, has vacation and voyage. Sue had veranda. Alan says you can sort of get a two-for-one if you hang out on the veranda for your vacation. Okay, oh, this is a good one. Susan. Or is it the other Susan? I think it's the Susan. This one, the clue she gave is scram. Scram. That is a great one. And Mick in St. Clair has food. which I suppose could be veal, maybe. But we're also still looking for this answer. The clue is cheese, with cheese in quotes. 412-200-5975. Jim said, instead of angry, what if I gave you the clue forcefully passionate? I'm thinking that would be vocal or vociferous, right? Vocal or vociferous. And Alan got the sort of cheese, Velveeta. Velveeta. That's exactly what we were looking for. Bill, thanks for coming up with that. Tom also knows Velveeta. Oh, Mick of St. Clair is challenging me with fact check. Fact check. Do you know the answer to that one? I'll leave that out for you. I think I know what it is. Oh, John clarified waiver as a verb, not a waiver like a contractual waiver or legal waiver. One who waives. Vacillator? I'm going with vacillator. Final answer. Let me know if that's what it is, John. I think that's probably correct. Larry, being angry or having anger, he suggested vitriol, which fits. Oh, Waver Dawn has the best answer. Dawn is in Bethel Park. I said vacillate, but, vacillate would have to be it for a verb, I think. But if it's a legal waiver, W-A-I-V-E-R, Dawn has variants, which is really good. Susan, we had the clue of food. I said veal. You could also have Velveeta. She's thinking of vittles. I don't know if that's exactly what Mick had in mind, but it might be. Matt got the clue that Susan gave for scram. The answer to that one is vamoose. 412-200-5975. John in Grove City has mentioned that vacillate is exactly what he was looking for, vacillator. And Matt has the answer to fact check, which is verify. Jim in Crepton Heights got that as well. For food, he also added victuals. And he added vehement for vocal, the clue he gave. Mick has victuals for food and verify for fact check. It's a lot of V words there. And Tom also had vamoose. And for fact check, verify or validate. And Richard, the noun waiver, W-A-I-V-E-R, could be a voucher. Your waiver could be a voucher. Well done. I think we've solved all the ones I've given out so far. Here is a fabric starting with the letter V. And here the clue is chart. Chart. And finally, we have an unwanted animal. An unwanted animal. Can you identify any of those? 412-200-5975. An unwanted animal. Chart. And just want to be sure I've given you an unwanted animal, a chart. And a fabric. 412-200-5975. We've solved all the ones that have been phoned in as puzzles. Our number is 412-200-5975. I hope you'll call and play along with us today. It's wonderful to have you tune in with us. There's so much music I'm hoping to still get to today, but the day goes quickly. Let's hear one from Lemon Nash. John in Grove City got two out of the three puzzles I just gave. That is Lemon Nash here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of answers coming in. And lots of clues, too. Alan says, before you take a voyage, you might need this kind of permission. I'm thinking maybe a visa to travel abroad. And Alan knew that the fabric we were looking for is velvet. Unwanted animal, he has vermin. And I have two other answers to that. John in Grove City has one of those answers, which is varmint. The other one, I think, is very hard to identify. We'll see if you know it. It's often used as a legal term for an unwanted animal. For chart, John in Grove City also got it, Venn diagram. Annie has varmint or vermin by way of Matt. The other term that can be used for an unwanted animal also is used in physics when you consider forces and their direction. Oh, in addition to velvet, Jim added velour as a fabric and vermin for the unwanted animal. He gave the clue emptiness. Vapid, maybe? I'm going with vapid. And Alan knew that we were looking for a Venn diagram. Ralph and Donna, in Old Crabtree, actually Ralph in Old Crabtree, came up with a vermin and varmint. Larry in Elwood City has velour, varmint, and vermin. If somebody's just tuning in, you're wondering why we're combining these things. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We're looking for V words. Ah, Susan said before an overseas trip, you might need a vaccination. That works. Alan was looking for visa. And Matt also had vaccine. And let's see. Don says voluptuous for beautiful. That could work. And Matt, for emptiness, definitely your answer is correct. He has void or vacuum. Void or vacuum. That makes a lot more sense than the clue or the answer I gave of vapid or vague. So the other unwanted animal is vector. Vector. V-E-C-T-O-R. In regulations, the term vector will get used. Alan just verified the void we were looking for. Oh! If, for a human animal, perhaps vagrant, writes Richard on the north side. What a lot of fun. This is a game you can play more this weekend on your own. It's quite a bit of fun to play this together and something you can do with your family. There's a lot more V words.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
I had to check this. In biology, a vector is an insect, a tick, or any other animal that transmits a pathogen, disease, or parasite from place to place. So there's where vector comes from. Thank you for being with us today. Stick around. A great Youth Express segment is about to be broadcast live, and we have the Lackawanna Long Necks with old-time string band music live coming up at LTT Pittsburgh. WIU puts your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Hanging in, hanging out, hanging on, just rolling along.
saw. Hanging in, hanging out, hanging on. It won't be long till I get home. Traveling round the country singing songs for folks like you. It sure is always fun, but I'm missing you know who. Hanging in, hanging out, hanging on. We're swinging along, swinging along.
Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think you're going to be fascinated by a couple things you're going to be hearing in just a few moments. We have two high school students that have been working at the Allegheny Observatory in Riverview Park, and we'll talk about the work they have been doing, as well as some work with a very special plant, a moon tree.